Yeah?
I have a question. Do they have the right to sell it whenever they want?
No, no, no. Of course they don't. One of the things about a trust, remember this word trust means trust. You know the word, English word trust. It means you, this is someone that you have confidence will do what you want. So the trustees are bound to carry out the terms of the trust which I've written. It'll be written down, okay, exactly what I want, but also the wishes of the beneficiary. They must consult the beneficiary. Now, you may ask, what happens if they don't? What happens if they sell the property and take the money? Then they are in breach of trust. That is as serious or more serious, really, than a breach of contract, and the law will come after them. Okay, and they can be, obviously the money can be got back by means, various means, and if it's really serious, they can be in prison. Although mostly it's not a criminal offence. But if you think that trusts, I haven't talked about this yet, but trusts underpin the management of large companies and investments, and we have had trustees and company directors who have been imprisoned precisely because they have been in breach of trust. They're handling the money that everyone has invested in the companies. They've perhaps used it for themselves or for unauthorized investments. The law catches up with them. They go to prison. Okay, so it's quite serious, this trust. And the other thing you may ask is, why would anyone be a trustee when they don't own anything? Well, you might do it because you are my friend or my relative, but much more likely, you will do it because I pay you to do it. Okay, it's a paid job. You pay your solicitor or you pay your dentist. Right, it's that. You get someone to carry out a trust for you. If you use a professional, you'll pay not a huge amount, but you will pay professional fees. So that's why people do it. So how does a trust work? Here we are. The set law, that's a term of art, a legal term. You won't find it anywhere else. When you talk about people who settle countries, it's settler. But set law means the person who creates a settlement. And a settlement is another word for a trust. So we talk about marriage settlements when you put some money on trust for a married couple. So the set law is the person who creates the trust. Sometimes the set law is a testator or person making a will. A lot of trusts are set up in wills. So if I was worried that I was going to die and I still had children who were underage, I might set up a trust in my will, appointing someone not only as guardian to the children, but also as trustee of their property. Okay? And so that would be a testator. So the property is passed from the set law to the trustee or the trustees, who are the legal owner, and they hold it on trust for the beneficiary or the beneficiaries who have the benefit of the property. And they're the equitable owners. Now, just to recap what I told you about the Industrial Revolution, and it's really in this country, as you know, Britain was the first country in the world to industrialise in the mid-18th century. And that meant it had a head start on every other country, though, of course, it hasn't maintained that, in terms of the development of industry, of urbanisation, and of finance. And in some ways, we are still the financial capital of the world, or one of them. This is partly because of the development of the law in the 18th and 19th century to meet the needs of modern commerce. Now, other countries, which came later and from different ways, different heritages, didn't need a trust. But England already had the trust, and as the needs developed, the lawyers thought, the trust would be useful here. And so they imposed the trust, and so we have, as I said, companies and investments and banks all operate very often with recourse to trust law. Company directors are trustees of the funds. People who run investments are trustees of all the funds that are contributed by investors. Banks, often you can set up a trust fund, not just for individuals, but say if you had a club and people all contributed their subscriptions to the club, then the bank might hold a trust fund, which means that the money belongs to everyone who contributed, but someone can be the legal owner or the